The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
We're in the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Bucky, plenty of reaction. I'm not sure whether Chris is still on the line. Gibbo back there at K-Rock HQ. Happy to take your calls, Cat fans, on that performance. 5-2, 2-3-2, 9-5-5. Just seems like a very hollow victory for the men in the navy blue and white hoops. But Bucky, on the KFC Twitter, we just posed the question, as we always do after a Geelong game. We just asked Cat fans for their thoughts, and they have come hard and strong, thanks to KFC.
I have, King. And speaking of Chris Fox on KFC Twitter has said maybe we will bore the Suns to death next week. Tips Guru said it's embarrassing from both sides. Daz Broncos, the Australian coat of arms as a roo and an emu. Neither can take a backward step. Need to tell this story at training every week now on. No more backward steps, kicks, handballs, looking or running. Ever, if we lose, it will be with the ball going the right way. Just before we get to Chris on the phone, Mick says Atkins cannot survive after getting one kick and one tackle.
Yeah, he might be in a bit of trouble.
Why do we go backwards? Do the players want to pad their stats? Because it's crap. Travis, agree on Constable. If we can at least double his senior games this season, he's better off asking to be traded. Wasted playing twos footy will only hurt him long term, getting so used to VFL place. And Clark is a must to take Buse's spot. I think that's a little bit of unfair. I can Jeb Buse has been pretty solid the last 2 weeks, yep, including another really good performance today. I thought he was quite good last week as well. So, Colin, just quickly before we get to Chris, when our dumb coach decided to play Hawkins as full forward rather than half-back flank, we looked half a team at least. Unfortunately, we don't look like much of a threat to anyone but the Crows this year. Geez, they're not happy.
No.
Geelong fans, are they?
Oh, no.
They are not. And yeah, look, I mean, it's 4 points. You put it away, Kingy. And let's just hope next week we can just see, just something a little bit more attacking and a little bit more flair from the Cats. But they get the 4 points. That's the most important thing.
Chris has joined us on the line. Chris, thank you for your call.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Great call today. I thought Sam and the goal paid good. And so did Ken Guthrie. How long do you think Tom Stewart will be out for?
Oh, look, we're not sure at the moment. We are waiting for an update and confirmation from the club. But nothing's been confirmed from the Cats, has it, Bucky, in terms of the injury and what the issue is?
No, I mean, you don't want to speculate, but, I mean, it's just been, reported on Channel 7 from Pete Larkins, a doctor, that it is a fractured...
But even then, he's probably just having a bit of a stab at what he's seen and how it's been handled until the Cats actually come out and Chris Scott faces the media. And
well, the fact that the concerning thing for me, King, is the black mark was put basically through Tom Stewart within 10 minutes of him being off the ground. So I reckon they've assessed it straight away, and I think you'll find that there is, it is not the best news. I mean, we just have to assume that at this stage. But fingers crossed, we'll see Tom Stewart back before the end of the year. He's such an important player.
Not too far away from hopefully speaking with Sam Menegola. Feel free to give us a call, 5-2, 2-3-2, 9-5-5. Gibbo said we had another caller on the line. The Gav's joined us. Gav, thanks for your call. Fire away.
No problems there, Kingy. Chuck, Bucky and Brian, how are you all?
Good, Gav.
That's good there, Chuck. And by the way, Chuck, great podcast a couple of weeks ago with Greg Fat Cat Richie. Good one, too.
I thought you'd like that. Thanks. You could keep tuning in. Chuck Lutey and the Big Fella, we posted each week.
How did you get top billing?
I don't know. The fattest bloke went first, but we'll get to Gov's question. But just thank you, King. You got a bit of help with K-Rock as well. We've had Patrick Dangerfield on the line. Jonathan Brown was fantastic. We've had Nathan Lyon, Tim Payne, Shane Warne.
Gone
through all the big names. So Lee Brown's going to be a bit of a target coming shortly.
Look forward to that. Your question, thanks, Gov.
Okay, the state of the game, all right? Then it was a game's a bit of a snooze fest at the minute. Okay, I want to know each of you guys' thoughts on this idea. Kevin Bartlett, for the past 10 years, has been going on about zero interchange to open up the game. What are your thoughts on that? Because I reckon that we should just go to zero interchange or 20 rotations per game, because at the minute, the game's a snooze fest. It's ugly. It's not Aussie rules. It's soccer. And something has to be done to change the state of the game, because we want to see a full forward kicking 100 goals per year, attacking football just like the good old days under Malcolm Blood and Kevin Sheedy.
You're never going to get that back. You're never going to get that back. No. Unfortunately, I just don't think you're going to get back there. I think the defensive mindset of coaches...
defence wins premierships.
The win at all costs. They're not interested. Coaches are not interested in an attractive brand of football.
No,
simple as that.
They're coaching to stay in the game.
Exactly right. I mean,
that's the problem with the game at the moment.
And I think also a problem at the moment is, particularly the games here at the MCG at night this time of year. I mean, this is the start of the season, and we're basically starting in winter, and it's dewy, it's slippery. And I'm not making excuses.
But in saying that, Bucky, Geelong had 15 players inside their defensive.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly.
50 for, you know, many of Melbourne's forward thrusts. You know, as long as defence wins premierships, we're a win-at-all-costs competition, which it always will be and always has been, it's not going to change.
Carol has joined us on the line. Carol, thank you for your call.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Carol.
They didn't play too well this afternoon.
No.
We agree, Carol. I reckon that's a great call. But you got the 4 points, Carol. I know that's only a consolation, but what do you think's the problem?
I've got no idea. Like some people said, I think you said that tweeted in that looked like they'd lost. I don't know what's wrong down there, but if they play like that next week, I think they deserve, Gary and Joel deserve better than that for their milestone games.
It's a big one next week, Kingy, yeah. In terms of win-loss. If they can't get 2 wins in a row now with those two champions playing massive milestone games.
Gold Coast have never won at Kidinya Park. Come down with a young side, although they come with some real momentum, the Suns. It's going to be an intriguing clash. We're on air from 3 o'clock next Saturday afternoon. Carol, thanks for your call, and thank you to the Gov. Also, happy to take your calls, 52232955, all in the draw for the Routley Party Faves pack to give away a little bit later.
Still, we get the phone calls for K-Rock HQ this week. The switchboards are going to go mad.
The good thing
is... I feel sorry for Kozer, actually. Yeah, he's in big strife.
The good thing is the receptionist is off at the moment and she won't have to worry about dealing with those phone calls.
She's going to have a lot of messages when she gets back.
I think they're being redirected I think they're being redirected to the general manager.
Andy. Sorry, Andy, about that. Kozer will be happy, though. He spoke to Sam Minigola from the Tour Down Under, which was great, post-match.
Next thing you know, we'll have Phil Liggett calling Sam Minigola on the outer side here at the MCG. 52232955. Happy to take more of your calls. Still got a couple of those Routley's Party Fave Packs to give away on the other side of this. Also, we'll go through our head-to-head for Geelong Insurance Brokers. Check all the stats. Our Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area. For 25 years they have been. They are your disaster restoration experts. Steamatic standout. Hamlin Hanger, of course, will award that. Our goal today for AFCO Service Station. And then look ahead to round five.
Round five. We should 17. Be up to round 15, shouldn't we? If we're normal, 14?
Yeah, it would be about 14 or 15, yeah.
Did Cockatoo play today?
He did. And got through, from what I understand,
love
as well.
To see.
He broke the lines once and kicked it inside forward 50.
Well, they all
get
just
him
lost
in,
it.
Brownie.
They all lost
Brownie.
It.
Brownie.
Been hanging out listening to Mark Neal
cynical.
Too often.
And it was Brownie, it was 6-a-side as well.
Oh, yeah. They need 15-a-side down at Northport Oval just to like be able to play normal footy. It's that small.
Geelong 3-point winners this afternoon.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th quarter.